This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum.
All praise due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and peace be upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I testify that there is no God except Allah, and I testify that Muhammad is the Prophet and the Messenger of Allah. And my brothers in Islam, I encourage myself and you to fear no one but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as Allah azza wa jalla, your Lord, states in the Holy Quran. All those who believe, fear Allah the way He should be feared, and do not die unless you're on the state of Islam. And my brothers in Islam, as part of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you prepare yourself for your final destination. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention in the Holy Quran, هُوَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. Allah Azza wa Jal is the one that created death and life. Allah is the one that created death and life to test you to see the best of doers. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that made us exist on the face of this earth. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that will take us away from the face of this earth. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that will resurrect us in the hereafter. So your beginning was from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right now you are living is from Allah azza wa jal. And your ending is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Your resurrection is from Allah azza wa jal. Your entrance and admission to the paradise is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And your punishment in the hellfire is because your deeds are from Allah azza wa jal. It is because of your deeds and because of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now we live in this dunya as a test. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes very clear in the Quran al-Kareem, أَفَحَسِبْتُمْ أَنَّمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ عَبَثًا وَأَنَّكُمْ إِلَيْنَا لَا تُرْجَعُونَ. Do you think for one moment that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created you foolishly? You become, or you came into existence into this dunya in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created you foolishly? Do you think your existence on the face of this earth, it was just by coincidence? Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just wanted us to exist on the face of this earth? If that's what you think, then you are wrong. Absolutely wrong. Definitely you're wrong. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it very clear. أَفَحَسِبْتُمْ أَنَّمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ عَبَثًا. Do you think that we created you foolishly? وَأَنَّكُمْ إِلَيْنَا لَا تُرْجَعُونَ. And you'll never return back to us? You think you're going to live on this dunya forever? You think you're going to live in this world forever? And you're not going to return back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? We need to remind ourselves of our primary purpose. Why do we exist on the face of this earth? Why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala create us? I know we all have the answer, especially as Muslims. And we are so fortunate as Muslims, as the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we do have the answer, in which many people out there, many creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, do not have the answer. But you have the answer, because you know the answer is, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention and He says, I had created the jinn and the human beings just for the sake of my worship. I know that, you know that, and every single Muslim on the face of this earth knows that. But at the end of the day, we need to act upon it and realize and know and acknowledge that at the end of the day, my final destination is to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my maker and my creator. My final destination is to stand before Allah Azza wa Jal. My final destination is in that hole, is in that grave, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will resurrect me right after it, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands the angel of trumpet to blow in the trumpet in the hereafter. So my brother in Islam, what I'm saying, it's common sense for us as Muslims, because to a lot of non-Muslims or non-believers, this is not common sense. What's common sense to them? They existed on the face of this earth, and you're going to go 6 foot under, and that's it. That's the end of you. Which at the end of the day, when you think about it, this is the foolishness that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about. This is the foolishness that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is warning of. You as a human being, you do not create or fabricate. You do not manufacture. You do not make anything without a reason. How can you even apply that upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and think for one second that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates His creation for no reason? And again, my brothers in Islam, that this is common sense. It's common sense to me, it's common sense to you, it's common sense to every single Muslim standing on the face of this earth. However, we need to remind ourselves of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِقَةُ الْمَوْتِ. Every soul shall taste death. I'm going to taste death, you're going to taste death, and every single living being on the face of this earth will taste death, and every single one of us will experience death, and the only one that will continue to live and never ever experiences death, that's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, al-hayy al-qayyum. The one that lives and never dies. The one that lives and never dies. Every single creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will experience death. And every single creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will encounter that final destination of theirs, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will do whatever He wants to do after that. So much so that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makes mention of an amazing event that takes place after the blowing of the first trumpet, in which the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, how can I relax? How can I relax? Knowingly that the angel of the trumpet had grabbed onto the trumpet, stirring and awaiting for the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to come down upon him, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will command him to blow in the trumpet, and the moment he blows in the trumpet, it is called nafkhatu sa'iq, the blowing of destruction, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will destruct, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will destroy, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will end everything. Nafkhatu sa'iq, the blowing of destruction. So right now imagine what the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had made mention. What is it? Right now the angel of the trumpet is holding the trumpet, staring at the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and waiting for the command of Allah azza wa jal to come upon him to blow in the trumpet. And once he does, it's the end of this world and the end of those who are living on the face of this earth. And then, as the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also says, there is a period of time in which the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions the number 40. But there's no mention of whether it is 40 years or 40 decades or 40 centuries or 40 millenniums or 40 months or 40 days or 40 hours or 40 seconds. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions that between the first blowing of the trumpet and the second blowing of the trumpet is 40. And no one knows the duration of that 40 except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is 40 between the first blowing of the trumpet and the second blowing of the trumpet. The first one is called nafkhatu sa'iq, the blowing of destruction. The second one is called nafkhatu al-ba'th, the blowing of resurrection. But in between, what happens there? This is the event that I wanted to talk about. An amazing event that you and I need to think about and know that at the end of the day, this is our final destination, because we're not living in this dunya forever. As we treat ourselves as if we are living in this dunya forever, as we live in this world as if we are living here forever, eternity. So now you've got the angel of the trumpet awaiting for the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to come upon him, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will command the angel of trumpet to blow in the trumpet. The first blowing of the trumpet, which is the blowing of destruction. And that very moment he does blow in the trumpet the first time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will destroy everything and everyone. That's it. It's the end of him. But there are a number of angels that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will keep alive. And this is something that's been illustrated and mentioned by the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And I want you just to imagine that moment where no one who was living is no longer living. There's no living soul that exists and did exist on the face of this earth that's living at that time. So all mankind and all jinns and all animals and angels and the other beings, the other creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we don't even know of, are all dead except a number of angels. Angel Israfil, Angel Jibril, Angel Mikael, the eight angels that carry the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as Allah azza wa jal makes mention in the Holy Quran, and the angel of death. And just imagine what I've seen. What a scene for you just to think about It's something that's beyond our imagination. It's something that's inconceivable for us. Beyond what you could even imagine of. All the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are dead. And no one is alive except those angels. How many of them? 12. 12 angels. Angel Israfil, Mikael, Jibreel, the 8 angels that carry the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the angel of death. And the rest of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are dead. So the angel of death will come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and say to him, Ya Allah, all your creation are dead. No one stayed alive. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask him, is there anyone from my creation that's alive? So the angel of death will say, yes. Only angel Jibreel, Mikael, Israfil, the 8 angels that carry your throne, and me and your greatness, Ya Rabb. Me and you, no one else. You look around, there's no one else who's alive. Everyone is dead because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had ordained and decreed upon everyone to die except those 8 angels. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one that grants death and life, will command angel Israfil, Mikael, and Jibril to die. And those 3 angels are the most honorable angels to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah azza wa jal will command them to die. So the angel of death will come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and say to him, Ya Allah, angel Israfil died. Angel Jibril died. Angel Mikael died. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask, and Allah azza wa jal knows better. And who stayed alive? So angel of death will say, Ya Allah, it is only the 8 angels that carry your throne and me and you. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will also command the 8 angels that carry the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَيَحْمِلُ عَرْشَ رَبِّكَ فَوْقَهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ ثَمَانِيَةٌ. 8 angels that carry the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is an indication that Allah does not need those angels, does not need anyone, does not need any of his creation, does not need any of his soldiers. Allah doesn't need anyone, including those angels who are carrying the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask the angel of death. After the angel of death will come to Allah and say, Ya Rabb, even the 8 angels that carry your throne are dead. So Allah will say, and who stayed alive? So the angel of death will say, Ya Rabb, only me and you. That's it. Allahu Akbar. Imagine that scene. And again, it's something that you can't even imagine of. Something that's beyond the imagination. Allahu Akbar. No one is alive. But then you know what happens, my brothers in Islam? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will also command the angel of death to die. The one that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given the capability and the strength of taking the souls of mankind, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will also make him experience death. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say the most amazing thing. Allah azza wa jal will do the most amazing thing. Right now, it is the day of judgment. And right now, all the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are dead. The closest of prophets and messengers to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are dead. The closest angels to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are dead. The human beings are dead. The jinns are dead. The animals are dead. Angels are dead. Everyone is dead. And the only one that's alive is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the giver and the grantor of life and death. So what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do then and there? And just imagine that, my brother in Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will start asking questions. And usually when you ask a question, there's got to be someone that you're asking or posing that question to, and you expect an answer in return. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks questions. Well, everyone is dead and no one is alive. And if there's anyone that knows no one is alive, it's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because he's the one that grants death and life. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَيْنَ الْمُتَجَبِّرُونَ أَيْنَ الْمُتَكَبِّرُونَ. Where are those with pride? Where are those with glory? What happened to you today? لِمَنِ الْمُلْكُ الْيَوْمِ. To whom is the kingdom today? Who is the Lord? Ya Rabb, you are the one that gave death. And you are the one that gave death and granted death to every single living soul, but there's no one alive. To whom are you asking this question to, Ya Rabb? Obviously, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not expecting an answer. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is proving his greatness, his glory, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is proving His power and strength. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks again. After the first time He asked, He'll ask again. And after the first time He asked and there was no answer, Allah will ask the second time, there's no answer. أين المتجبرون؟ أين المتكبرون؟ لمن الملك اليوم؟ Where are those with pride and where are those with glory? To whom is the kingdom today? Who is the Lord? What happened to those with pride? And what happened to those with glory? And what happened to those with wealth? And what happened to those with power? And what happened to those with influence? And what happened to those with wealth? What happened to you today? Every single one of you is dead. أين المتجبرون؟ أين المتكبرون؟ Where are those with glory? Where are those with pride? لمن الملك اليوم؟ To whom is the kingdom today? Who is the Lord? And that answer comes back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And a third time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks. Allah asks again. For the third time and final time. أين المتجبرون؟ أين المتكبرون؟ Where are those with glory? Where are those with pride? لمن الملك اليوم؟ To whom is the kingdom today? Who is the Lord? And again, my brothers in Islam, no answer comes back to Allah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does the most amazing thing in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answers Himself. He responds to Himself. He replies to Himself. Allah says, لله الواحد القهار. The glory, the pride, and the Lord of the universe is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the only one, the irresistible. Imagine, this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Contemplate, this is your Lord that granted you life and will grant you death. And He's the one that will grant you life after your death. And it's up to Him to decree whether you're going to be from the people of the paradise or be from the people of the hellfire. Contemplate this moment, my brother in Islam. So we live in this dunya for a purpose. What purpose? For that day. And one amazing hadith of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam that he makes mention, even though it's weak, but we can use it in a platform of motivation. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "An-nasu niyam, fa-idha matun tabahu." People are asleep. When they die, they wake up. Subhanallah, the reality is, we are dozing off. Dozing off from what? We are dozing off from the reality. We are asleep from the reality. What reality? Is that grave. That final destination that you're going to meet and stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But when you go in that grave, that's when you wake up. But unfortunately, you wake up too late, my brother in Islam. It's way too late. You just wake up. You should have woken up before that, not now. And that's why, my brother in Islam, this is a time for us to wake up. And when we wake up right now, we have the opportunity and that chance for us to make a difference. But if we're going to wake up after we die, well, I'm telling you, you're not going to have the opportunity and you're not going to have that chance. As the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam goes past a grave, and he asks the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, who's in that grave? So they said, Fulan. So and so. So the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, by Allah, for him to come back into this dunya and pray two rak'at to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is more beloved to him than you staying alive for the rest of your life. Just those two rak'at. Two rak'at. After you die, two rak'at is worth to you everyone and everything. It's worth your family and it's worth your wealth. Just two rak'at. There's two rak'at that we deprive ourselves from. There's two rak'at that we find ourselves too busy for. Two rak'at. After you die, two rak'at are worth to you this entire dunya, what's in it. And you realize that. But you realize that when you die. But my brother in Islam, you need to realize that before you die. You need to wake up before you die. And alhamdulillah, Allah Azza wa Jalla puts us in such environment for us to remind ourselves of that final destination, that at the end of the day, I need to wake up now, not later. Because we are so good at procrastination. Procrastinate and delay and later and later and later and later. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention, أَلَمْ يَأْنِ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَنْ تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَمَا نَزَلَ مِنَ الْحَقِّ. Isn't it time for those that believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, believe in death that we just spoke about, believe in the final destination, for the hearts to shake and tremble, for the hearts to shake and tremble for what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had revealed from the truth. وَلَا يَكُونُكَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ مِنْ قَبْلِ فَطَالَ عَلَيْهُمُ الْأَمَدِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, don't become like the previous nations before you, in which they prolonged the procrastinated. Later. What happened later? As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, their hearts became so harsh and hard. فَقَصَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. You no longer care anymore. You don't care anymore. You procrastinated and you delayed and you denied. Your heart doesn't tremble anymore. Your mind doesn't think anymore. It's all about this world and this world. So my brother in Islam, we need to prepare ourselves for the final destination. And we need to get ourselves ready for that moment that we're going to stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As we continue to prepare ourselves for everything else on the face of this earth, أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين. الحمد لله حمدا كثيرا كما أمر. أشكره وهو الذي وعد المزيد لمن شكر وأصلي وأسلم وبارك على النبي المعتبر وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. All praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and peace be upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My brothers in Islam, the beauty about Islam and the greatness of this beautiful and great religion is that Islam teaches us how to balance our lives. How to balance your life. And yes, we'll speak about death and to prepare ourselves for death. But that doesn't mean I neglect what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had commanded me to do in this dunya. Islam is about that balance. Balancing between your worldly matters and your after he matters. You need to balance between this dunya and the akhirah. You need to balance between what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given you in this dunya and for you to balance what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prepared for you in the hereafter. And when you do that, my brother in Islam, everything that you do in this dunya as a preparation for the hereafter becomes part of that preparation for the hereafter. What I mean, that when you balance your life, as you balance your life when it comes to acquiring your wealth, when it comes to establishing your business, when it comes to education, you do that for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jalla, to excel as a Muslim, then that will contribute to your hereafter. That will contribute to your preparation of the hereafter. Because one of the misunderstandings that we've got in our Sharia and our religion, that if I want to prepare for the hereafter, I have to be poor, uneducated, someone who's on the corner, someone who just comes to the masjid, that's it. No. You can acquire what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had mentioned, وَلَا تَنْسَ نَصِيبَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا. Don't forget what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given you as a portion of this dunya. You can do that and turn it into a form of preparation for the hereafter. Because when you give those talks, people walk out of these lessons or walk out of this khutbah, the only thing they think about, that's it, I just want to focus on my ibadah and I don't want to do anything anymore. No. Prepare for the hereafter, but at the same time, be the best in this dunya. And that's the balance, that's the measurement of balance that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had given us. That measurement of balance, that you prepare yourself for the hereafter and you also utilize what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given you of this dunya. And that's a separate topic that we could talk about later on. However, what we need to keep in mind, that at the end of the day, this dunya is only a bridge. This world that we are in is only a bridge to a final destination. And you are going over this bridge to reach your final destination. And your final destination is the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
We are one no mama who should stand with each other through all the highs and lows.